Rock and roll legend Bo Diddley died yesterday at his home in Florida. He was 79 years old. Born Ellis McDaniel in Macomb, Mississippi, he moved with his mother to Chicago at the age of 7. He made his first record for the Chicago label Chess Records in 1955. It was the self-titled record, Bo Diddley, and it was an enormous hit that changed the sound of American music. Let's take a listen to the Bo Diddley beat echoing through some more modern pop music. But Bo Diddley was more than just that influential beat. Ned Sublett joins us now in studio to help us pay tribute to Bo Diddley's career with a patented BPP assisted listen to his music. Ned Sublett is the author of The World That Made New Orleans and Cuba and Its Music. Ned, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here to talk about this great man.
Let's talk about the fact that Bo Diddley was way more than just a beat, first of all, right?
Bo Diddley was way more than just the Bo Diddley beat.
His music, what kind of, when you think about the legacy that he has left, what stands out to you as his greatest contributions besides that beat?
That's such a big question. There are so many things. Bo Diddley was a transforming figure. He was one of those artists who came along and everything sounded differently after that. I think that's the quickest way I could sum it up. But you can point to all kind of things that he did that people hadn't done before.
Well, let's use music as a way to kind of guide the conversation. Let's listen to the song Bo Diddley. Let's hear it.
Baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better take the ring from me.
So I see you moving.
Oh, man.
You moving? We're moving here in the studio when we listen to that.
Well, you got to move to that rhythm because that's the magic rhythm.
Let's talk about that rhythm. What is the rhythm?
You know, Bo Diddley gave, you know, he was kind of a trickster, and he gave a different account to every interviewer ever asked him, I think, of where the rhythm came from. And I think they were all true because it was his own personal synthesis. But it was his own personal synthesis of something that you hear across a wide swath of West and Central Africa. In Cuba, they call it the clave. And in Cuba, that is the spine of Cuban music. All Cuban music has that undulating two-bar rhythm, one bar straight, one bar syncopated.
Had he spent any time there?
Bo Diddley, no. He didn't have to. It came to Chicago.
Okay.
This thing is different about this beat. From, you know, he didn't play like a Cuban did. Cubans play it straight. Bo Diddley swung it. Played it like an African-American. It was clave. It was also ham bone. But it was neither. It was the Bo Diddley beat by the time he... And he never played it the same way twice. If you listen to various records that have Bo Diddley beat, you know, every succeeding generation of rock and roll record that evoked the Bo Diddley beat locked down more and more. Well, by the 80s, rock and roll was pretty much all formulas anyway, you know. It had all been reduced to boom, chick, boom, boom, chick, boom. Right. But Bo Diddley never played the Bo Diddley beat the same way on two different records.
Wow.
Did he choose the name Bo Diddley because it's evoked the beat? How did he
that
get
that is
name?
A very interesting question. He was probably not the first African-American entertainer to use the name Bo Diddley. He was just the first one that became widely known. He says he didn't know what a diddly bow was, but it certainly fit him. A diddly bow was one of the most traditional African-American instruments. Again, you know, the heritage of West and Central Africa, speaking in the Deep South. Diddley bow is a monochord, a piece of wire that you attach to the side of the house and beat with one hand and played with a slider. And that's how Bo Diddley played the guitar. He played it like it was a diddley bow. He tuned it to an open chord and slid his bar finger up and down while he chopped with the right.
It was almost a percussion instrument the way he played it.
It was very percussive the way he played it.
Let's get to another song. This is another very, very well-known Bo Diddley song, Who Do You Love? Let's listen.
I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
What do you love about this song?
So many things, but first of all, that is poetry. That is real poetry. And what kind of poetry is it? I mean, he's bringing these things lurking beneath the surface of African-American culture. This he's bringing this vocabulary of hoodoo images up front. Got a cobra snake for a necktie. You know, got me a house by the roadside made out of rattlesnake hide. You hear that, you know, as a poet, Bo Diddley was inspired. On the, you know, the previous song we listened to, Bo Diddley, Buy Baby a Diamond Ring. Now, that, of course, is the old, you know, nursery rhyme, Hush, Little Baby, Don't Say a Word, Papa's Gonna Buy You a Mockingbird, and if that mockingbird don't sing, Papa's Gonna Buy You a Diamond Ring. But it becomes, Bo Diddley, Buy Baby a Diamond Ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, Bo Diddley, take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take that ring from me. So it's like a hipster's rewrite of the nursery rhyme, but in the process of doing that, he also brings out that other thing. By the third verse, he's talking about black cat bone. So there's all kind of stuff going on under the surface in Mr. Diddley.
Who are the musicians who really took what he did and embraced it? Who did he most influence?
I'd say the second greatest white rock and roll artist, Buddy Holly. It was
the first. I got to ask. The first being
Elvis.
Elvis. Okay.
Okay. I mean, Buddy would have said that too. Now, I grew up. Let me point out. I'm from Lubbock, Texas. I was born in Lubbock, Texas, but Buddy Holly's town. And so we heard a lot of Buddy. I didn't live in Lubbock, but I was always there and visiting my grandma. And we heard a lot of Buddy on the radio in Lubbock. And I first heard the song Bo Diddley via Buddy. Buddy covered it. And Buddy is singing Bo Diddley, Buy Baby Diamond Ring. You know, right? And so I knew he, for me, what Buddy was singing about was this mythological character named Bo Diddley. Huh. Bo Diddley was very meta. He made himself into a legend.
So to you, Bo Diddley was like Stagger Lee, a character in a song.
Well, you know, in a song we're going to listen to in a minute, in one of the verses, he says, going down to Kansas to bring back second cousin, little John the Conqueror. I mean, John the Conqueror, besides being a root that the root doctors used, John the Conqueror was this legendary figure, that an African king who'd been sold into slavery. And Bo Diddley was leaving no doubt that this mythical character, Bo Diddley, was the second cousin of John the Conqueror.
Before we hear that, I do want to illustrate just how Buddy Holly interpreted Bo Diddley. Let's listen to a song. It's from 1957, a classic example of the Bo Diddley beat by Buddy Holly. So you can really hear it there.
That's the For Real Roomba Rock via Bo Diddley to Clovis, New Mexico.
I want to go out with the song that you wanted to play. Let's listen to his song I'm a Man by Bo Diddley. Let's get a sense of that first.
Now when I was a little boy.
So Ned, what is critical about including this song in any remembrance of Bo Diddley?
He was a man. I spell M A N. And you know, Bo Diddley lived a long life and a good life, and I'm here to pour a libation for him, and I'm only sorry he didn't live long enough to see a black man elected president.
We will leave it there. Ned Sublette is the author of The World That Made New Orleans and Cuba and Its Music. Thank you for helping us with this assisted living.
Some mornings it feels like assisted living. Shout out to all my secret nocturnal people putting on a brave face in the daytime.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
All you pretty women, stand in line. I can make love to you, baby, in an hour's time. I'm a man, spell M-A-N.